It's all about her. It's all about you. Her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio, starring acclaimed women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and renowned physician, Dr. Pamela Peek.
Hey, Michelle. We have a phenomenal show today, and we're going to be starting this off with someone you and I both know, but you especially, and that's Dr. Jay Harness, who's past president of the American Society of Breast Surgeons and Breast Surgery International. He's a full-time breast surgeon at St. Joseph Hospital for Cancer Prevention and Treatment in Orange County, in Orange, California, and the medical director of BreastCancerAnswers.com. Pretty cool. Cool, huh?
We love you, Jay.
Well, it's good to be with you, ladies. I mean, it's a thrill to be with you, and great to be here on Her Radio.
Well, we've got something incredibly important for you to talk about today. You know, this whole issue of mammograms is yep. such a pain for all of us in more ways than one, obviously.
Yeah, literally a pain for you. You realize that a man actually develops the technology.
Hey, you took
right?
the words out of my mouth.
Oh,
you
yes.
know that.
Yeah, it would have been
yeah.
different.
Uh-huh. Right, it would have been different if a woman had developed the technology. Let's just own that right up front.
Exactly.
But, you know, in all seriousness, there. Raise your hand out there, ladies, if you're confused every single time you turn on the television, read another magazine about when you're supposed to have mammograms, because it seems like experts agree about one thing and then another. You know, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force says, you know, here are the guidelines. We want to be able to do screening at age 50, yet we have other evidence saying screening before age 50 also saves lives. Dr. Harness, help us.
Well, I'm going to try my best. First of all, we do, let's put it out up front, we do have a disagreement. The U.S. Preventative Services guidelines talk about starting to screen at age 50, doing it every 2 years until age 74, and then stopping. No breast self-examination. And they are guidelines, Pam, that quite frankly, most of the national organizations don't agree with. And I think one of the leaders in this area is the American Cancer Society. Actually, at BreastCancerAnswers.com, we interviewed Dr. Robert Smith a month or two ago, and we've got two different video clips there going through these very issues. Well, the first issue is when should we be screening, and then the second issue that I'm sure you're going to bring up, Pam, is are we over-treating? In other words, are we finding cancers that really don't need treatment at all? Is that fair?
Oh, it's absolutely fair. Michelle, you run into this too, haven't you?
All the time.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, at the end of the day, one of the things that one of my patients brought up just the other day was that she knows someone under the age of 40 with aggressive breast
yep.
cancer, as you're obviously well aware, and I think this is something everyone agrees upon, and that is if you have breast cancer prior to the age of 40, it's aggressive, mostly because of the cell turnover. It's just it's
right.
very rapid cell turnover, obviously. And because of that, if you miss it, you know, that could be very, very bad. And yet at the same time, we've got guidelines saying, well, let's just start at, you know, 50. So once again, help us.
Yeah. Well, one of the important things, Pam, is that women are aware of their bodies. And so instead of talking about breast self-examination, and there was a whole routine that was orchestrated over the last 20 years or more, what we're talking about now is more breast awareness. Quite frankly, Pam and Michelle, I have lost track of the number of women that don't even touch their breasts. And so just as men should be examining their testicles, women need to be examining their breasts. They need to know what the lay of the land is like. They need to know just before their period, the breasts become engorged if you're still having periods, et cetera, et cetera. So what the American Cancer Society recommends is annual mammograms beginning at age 40, clinical breast exams, meaning by primary care physicians or others,
right.
Done certainly every other year or so, and awareness of one's body. And if you look at the combination of those three things, over the past 20 years, the American Cancer Society estimates there's been a 30% drop in mortality from breast cancer if we combine all of them together. Now, the other difficulty in talking about breast cancer is that breast cancer is a galaxy of diseases coming in all the way in one end of almost you don't need to treat it to Pam, as you just suggested, on the other end, the super aggressives. So it's really these combinations of screening mammography, a clinical breast exam, and awareness of one body that works. There's been, as I said, anywhere, you know, up, some estimates are that it's as high as a 30% drop in mortality if you simply just combine mammograms, screening mammograms, with the modern contemporary practices in breast cancer treatment.
Well, Jay, you know, there's something that I think I'm going to tell a little confession here. And okay. I wonder how many women, and Michelle, you know, share on this one. You know, when you say be comfortable with your breasts, and you just said that there are so many women out there who are not doing breast exams, you know why? I mean, you know what sometimes envelops me is fear. I'm scared.
Right. A lot
you know?
Of women are scared.
I'm
a
scared. Lot of women. I mean, but do you hear that on Empower Her?
Not only do I hear it, but I see it. And so, you know, I've seen cases where they know there's a tumor and they don't do anything about it. They pretend that it doesn't exist. And by the time they get to the doctor, it's so bad that it's so aggressive. And I've had, you know, several close friends who've died because of this. And you know, after the fact, after they find, they go get their diagnosed, they then say, I wish I would have, but it's too late. So you have to do it ahead of time. You have to know your body. And, you know, for me, Jay, I think you know this. I had three tumors, two in one breast and one in the other. And I had one removed. And they were benign, but I still wasn't going to, I still wasn't going to take a chance. So I'd rather do that than, you know, I'd rather have a procedure and know that I'm okay than not.
And I also think that, quite frankly, segueing off that, so many women out there just have a terrible body image. They don't feel good about themselves. And, for instance, if they're heavier, they're going to have larger breasts, and
sure.
They already have shame, blame, and guilt to start with about
sure.
maybe feeling bad about themselves.
Yep.
So the last thing they're going to do is, gee, let me do a really thorough check. And so how do you address all of that, Jay?
Well, one of the things when they're having their clinical exam, hopefully with their primary care physicians or even people like myself, we want to show them that the normal breast is actually lumpy, bumpy.
Right.
And that it's sort of like a gravel road on many people. Now, interestingly, the heavier somebody is, which frankly is an increased risk factor for breast cancer, particularly in postmenopausal women, the thicker the fat layer right underneath the skin becomes, the less lumpy, bumpy potentially the glandular part of the breast is down deep. But what I would recommend is that when women see their primary care physician, say, doctor or a nurse practitioner there, show me what's normal on my breast so that I feel more comfortable.
That's a great suggestion. That's just a great.
Michelle, it's part of advocating for yourself and the fear factor. You're absolutely right. I have a woman I just saw a few days ago who I saw 1 year ago, and I said, "You have breast cancer." She said, "Oh, but doctor, I'm so busy. I've got big real estate deals to close."
Oh, boy. You know.
I said, my dear, I'll see you back eventually. And I saw her back with it growing through her skin. Now, this is not somebody,
right.
Ladies, who is not smart. Okay?
Well, Dr. Harness, you have done nothing but give us some fantastic tips here. What's the easiest way to get more information about you?
Well, you can visit a couple sites.
One website.
All right. The one website is breastcanceranswerswithans.com.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King-Robson with Dr. Pam Peake.